Hello there, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for March 28th through April 3rd. So the week ahead is a week of a new moon, a really important new moon, but it is also a week of a lot of conjunctions. So what is a conjunction? A conjunction is any time that two planetary bodies come together or are at the very least 10 degrees apart, okay? That is a conjunction. What a conjunction tends to represent is the beginning of a cycle, and we have several conjunctions happening this week. This is a week of a turning point. This is a week that not only is it appropriate for new beginnings because of that new moon in Aries that we're going to experience on March 31st/April 1st, depending on where you live and your time zone, but it moves us into the month of April, and April is going to be one of those months where we're going to say that's where everything changed, okay? Obviously, as you listen to my Astro Tarot forecast with Sushila for April, you'll get a bigger picture of that. Obviously, I will keep doing my weekly forecast, so we'll be going through the energy week by week. But the same way that we look back at March of 2020, for instance, and realized that that's when a lot of things changed, that was the point of no return, April of 2022 is going to have a similar energy to it. Not because things are going to, you know, be bad in that way, but because we're going to see turning points for a lot of us. So this week, Monday, March 28th, we begin with Venus in Aquarius in conjunction to Saturn in Aquarius. Anytime we have a conjunction to Saturn, okay, whatever the planet is, it usually represents a significant commitment, but a limitation that comes with this new commitment. And I say a limitation because it usually represents that in order to move in a certain direction, we have to let go of something. It's like, okay, I'm going to commit to this, whatever this is, fill in the blank, and there's a cost to it, at the cost of. And it usually represents that we have to change something, that we have to release something, that we have to, in some way, eliminate something from our lives in order for us to have the type of concentration, the type of actual commitment that it means to move in a different direction. In this case, the moving in a different direction is very, very appropriate because this is Aquarius energy. Aquarius is the energy that since December of 2020 has been telling us, all right, we're building a new life. We're building a new life. It has to look different. All of 2021 was very much a trial and error. Right now we have Mars and Venus in Aquarius very closely to one another. Also saying relationships, the way that we balance our masculine and feminine energy is going to be different. But we begin the week, we begin this Monday with Venus in conjunction to Saturn. Venus represents our desires. In Aquarius, our desire to do something in a different way. Saturn saying, okay, but you're going to have to transition slowly. But you're going to have to do things slowly. The reason for this is that last week, on the 23rd, I talked about Mars in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus. That is where we had to be mindful of our words, mindful of our actions, and being mindful of not being too quick to act or to react to a situation. And that is energy that is still being felt, okay? That reactive energy is definitely still being felt up in the air. Whenever we have any transits or any aspects to Mars, it's usually aspects that are felt about 2 weeks, for 2 weeks. So what am I saying with all of this? That last week and through the weekend of the 26th and the 27th, March 26th and 27th, we may have been coming to a realization or had certain conversations of, oh man, I really want to do this one thing differently. Okay. So here's an example. let's say that you work for yourself and you've been working under a certain domain or name under a certain way for a long time, right? And something within you last weekend through the weekend said, you know what? I think it's time for a rebrand. I think it's time to really do things differently. I think it's time that I assert myself differently within what I within my business, the way that I do it. And all that means, okay, it's a silly example, but because it is so appropriate for the time that we're living in, I found it to be a simple example to give you. This is about us coming to the forefront of our life. In this case, someone coming to the forefront of the business and saying, you know what, I really am going to be the face of my business. I'm not going to hide behind a logo anymore. I'm not going to hide behind another name anymore. I'm simply, this is my business. This is what I do. And stepping into that courageously. This is all of that Aries energy that we're experiencing. Remember, we're heading towards a new moon in Aries. But Aquarius, Venus saying, I have a desire to do things differently. And Saturn saying, okay, all right. You want to change, you want to rebrand, right? This isn't something that's going to happen overnight. This is, if this is something, this quote unquote rebrand, if this rebrand is happening in some part of your life, understand that it's going to take the next 6 months for this to fully unfold. Why? Because we're following the cycle of the new moon in Aries, which is going to come come full circle October 9th or 10th of 2022, when we have the full moon in Aries. Okay. Now, everything that's going to happen in between now and October, we have eclipse season coming. Technically, we're going to start eclipse season with the new moon in Aries. We're going to have two eclipses. We're going to go through a Mercury retrograde. We're going to go through a Mars North Node Uranus conjunction between July and August. And then we're going to come out, right, to September, October. Whatever we're deciding to do now is going to take time, and you want it to take time. Because there is so much happening in between that you want to allow those events, that energy, to bring the information that you need to keep moving forward from a space that is genuinely authentic to you. Eclipses have a way of rearranging our priorities. So if you had a thought, a realization of, again, some rebrand in your life, or who knows, maybe a rebrand in your own business, if that's what you do. Begin to take the steps. Yes, set the intention, but be very, very mindful of if this is going to take more money, if these changes are going to dip into your savings account, dip into money that's, you know, that you have at your disposal. Okay. How much am I going to pay? Is it smart for me to make that large of an investment off the bat? Or can I do this little by little and invest little by little? The reason that I'm bringing this up is because Saturn is in the mix. And Saturn is the planet of getting in touch with the internal adult, being responsible, meeting our responsibilities. And so in order for that to take place, we need to be very mindful. We need to be aware of our lives, of where our life is right now. The cosmos are nudging us. They're nudging us. Yeah, it's time to move in a different direction. It's time for you to really step into the role that you want to step in. Be who you want to be. But you don't have to rush it. Remember, that which is meant for you is not going to pass you. And if you've already aligned with it, allow it to unfold. Continue allowing the universe to continue bringing you the information that you need so that you are walking on your path. Another thing about Aquarius energy is that this energy is really asking us that far more than getting educated by someone else, so far more than us getting insight from someone else, it's asking us, okay, what do you know in your life right now to be true? What do you want changed? And can you trust your internal wisdom to lead you in that direction? So Aquarius energy is about doing things our own way. Aquarius energy is about resourcefulness, not that comes from picking ourselves up by our bootstraps. No, that was very much Capricorn energy, which we're moving out of. This is about how creative are you? Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to do it differently. Don't be afraid to tap into your own inner genius. Yes, be mindful of what you count with and what you don't with right now. But understand that if you want to do things differently, you can start little by little and do it your own way. Okay? So Aquarius is like that permission that we've been waiting for to do life on our own terms. It's here. It's been here. And now with Venus in the mix, which is the planet of femininity, creativity, aesthetic, desire, we're being asked, tap into all of those feminine energies and see what comes about, okay? In a larger context, what this Venus-Saturn conjunction is saying, and the reason that I'm bringing this up is because, look, next year, in January, we're going to have the final Venus-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius, okay? And that after next year, that's not going to happen for another 30 years. Sure, the following year in 2024, Venus and Saturn are going to come together, but they're going to come together in Pisces and so on and so forth. So why is this Venus-Saturn in Aquarius conjunction so important? Because remember, Aquarius represents the new consciousness from which we're building life from. It is asking us to think outside the box, to tap into the inner genius, and to pretty much create our own rules. And I say that carefully because we're human beings and creating our own rules can mean a lot of different things to all of the billions of individuals that live on planet Earth. So, with that, the Venus-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius for relationships means that there is going to have to be a lot more freedom in relationship for people to be themselves. Okay. Now, when you think about the younger generation, I start to age myself when I say those things. The younger generations, they might have an easier time with this. They're growing up in a completely different way than a lot of us were. I think that if you are, you know, about 30 or older, yeah, maybe around 35, my age, or a little older, you know that middle school, high school, those are very different experiences than what they are now. It's a different set of rules. And the cosmos, especially this Aquarius energy, is telling us there has to be a healthy non-attachment, not just in relationships, not just in romantic relationships, but in the relationship that we have with others and with everything in our lives. This is really the essence of acceptance and the observing of what is happening in front of us. So, if we are in a relationship, our partner is going through something, we don't step in and fix their lives. We're there to support. We're there to hold. We're there to help them in any way we can. But we cannot fix them. We cannot fix their situation for them. Open relationships. You have noticed, especially within the last 2 years, how that has really boomed. I'm not saying that open relationships didn't exist prior to the last couple of years. They did. But the difference is that now they've become less of a taboo. If anything, they're being held in space where people are actually supporting it in the way that it's a healthier expression of the self, because it's a much more honest expression for a lot of other people, right? Look, this isn't me saying that I'm for it, against it. I think people should do what makes them happy. My point is for you to observe how ever since Aquarius energy started really affecting the way that we live, a lot of these things, a lot of these concepts, these constructs these new constructs, right, that feel a little uncomfortable to a lot of people are really going to become the new norm. And what do we do with that? How do we create enough space not to ignore it, not to pretend that it's not there, not to, from the privacy of our own home, be so pissed off that the world is functioning in a certain way that we don't like? Not from that space, but from the space of, yep, this is what we're living in. And because I get to be myself in this world, I respect another's right to be who they are, to love who they want to love, to be with who they want to be with in the way that they want to be with them. So that's the Saturn-Venus conjunction in a nutshell. Okay, so another conjunction that is really important this week is the Sun and Mercury coming together at 13 degrees Aries on April 2nd. Why is this important? Because the last time that the Sun and Mercury were in conjunction was when Mercury went retrograde back in January. So at the end of January, Sun and Mercury were together in the sign of Capricorn. And now here we are a few months later, going to come together in the sign of Aries. And so what does this mean? What it means is that based on everything that we learned with Venus retrograde, I know all of these cycles, they have one thing to do with another. None of these cycles are ever, ever isolated, guys. This is why it's so important to follow cycles. I know that I'm talking about Mercury in conjunction to the Sun, but at the time that Mercury went retrograde in January, it was in Capricorn. We were experiencing the Venus retrograde in Capricorn cycle, which started back in December. What did we learn from all of that? How have we been integrating and implementing all of those lessons from then till now? And how do we now, this week, take everything we've learned and dare to courageously step into our new space, into this new space within ourselves? So notice how the last time that Mercury and the Sun were together in Capricorn, again, it was in January, but in Capricorn, it was about everything that we're leaving behind, everything we know no longer serves us, those structures that were mostly in our lives to meet the status quo in some way. We were still releasing a lot of that. Now that we know that, we have been implementing the lessons that we've learned, and now here we are in Aries season, ready to start something new. This Mercury moving into conjunction with the Sun in Aries can make us a bit impatient. So think about the last conjunction that I talked about. This is Venus and Saturn. Venus, this is my new desire. Saturn is saying, well, it's probably not going to happen as quickly as you think. That's okay. You don't want it to anyway. You want to create a little bit of a plan. The Sun and Mercury coming together in Aries. Aries is not energy known for patience, but you want to be mindful of using Aries energy to be assertive, to be courageous, to dare to dream a bigger dream, to really move towards that direction. But understand that this is not something that is meant to happen right away. Because if it did, we don't yet have the capacity to hold it all. Right? There's so much happening between now and October, between this new moon in Aries and the full moon in Aries that completes this month's cycle, that we still need more information. And like I said, April, May, and then July and August are going to give us what that information is so that we can then really make a better decision in October. But whatever it is that we're starting now, it's okay to plan. It's okay to put things on calendar. It's okay to move forward with things, but understand that you want to keep your intention the same, but remain flexible in the approach. There is so much happening in between. As always, and I'm a firm believer that everything that we experience is for our favor, is in our favor, is so that we do walk on the path of our journey. And that everything that happens along the way is only meant to give us the wisdom that we need to move on to the next step. And the final conjunction taking place this week is between Mars and Saturn. This is the aspect that tells us, my love, we're running a marathon, not a sprint. Mars, also currently in Aquarius, is the ruler of the new moon in Aries, because Mars rules the sign of Aries. But Mars coming together with Saturn, Saturn again being the planet of healthy boundaries, a healthy routine, slow and steady wins the race. If you want to build something that is sustainable over time, you want to take your time. Aquarius energy, we're doing it differently. We're tapping into the internal genius, everything that I've been talking about thus far. So conjunctions, remember, they represent new beginnings. The Venus-Saturn conjunction is a year cycle. So, like I said, next year, Venus and Saturn are going to meet in Aquarius again for the third and final time in Aquarius. So we're going to see a lot of what we're seeing now come to full fruition then. Mars and Saturn, they meet every 2 years. The next time that Mars meets Saturn is not going to be in Aquarius. So this is really important. Sun Mercury, this is going to tell us a lot about what we're going to experience in the next Mercury retrograde. So every cycle matters. Every conjunction represents a new beginning. Hello, the Sun Moon conjunction, right, which always represents a new moon, gives us the next 6 months to really set the intentions and do what we can to make those intentions come to fruition. It's just a week of a lot of cycles, of a lot of new beginnings. If last week was a week that felt heavy to you, where you were receiving a lot of downloads, those downloads probably have a lot to do with the intentions that you're going to set with this new moon on the 31st or 1st. So understand that this is a turning point, and it's leading us into the month of April, which, like I mentioned earlier in the audio, we're going to look back on April and we're going to say, oh, that's when things really changed. That's when I really began moving forward. It's a great week. The most important event of the week is the new moon. Everything that I've been telling you thus far is part of that new moon aspect. But this week in general, be mindful of the conversations you're having. Be mindful of the contracts you're signing. Be mindful of the agreements that you're making with others, the agreements that you're making with yourself. And this is just an exciting time. It's an exciting time to tap into what we genuinely want. I think that the biggest hurdle we're going to experience probably all year long, especially because Mars is in a much better state than it has been in the last couple of years, and Mars represents action. Our biggest hurdle is going to be patience. But, if we can come back to the fact that all that exists is now, and all that is unfolding in the now is exactly what is meant to be happening and is exactly what we need for our soul's purpose and path, does the concept of patience even matter? Is it even irrelevant? Because to be patient is still under the assumption that we're chasing something that is not here yet now. And there's a part of us that can't be fully present when we are under this notion of patience. Oh, I have to wait. I have to wait to get there. I have to wait for it to come. I have to wait for it to meet me. When we cannot underestimate the power of what is happening now, right now. Even if you're working from home and not much seems to be happening out of the ordinary, understand that inside of you there is a lot moving. And that which is moving is information for you to observe, to take what you need and leave what you don't. And that is preparing you for the next now, for tomorrow's now. Okay? So think about that. I hope I didn't confuse you. Let that sink in. Is the notion of patience even necessary? I can say that very much from a spiritual perspective. I know that for a human perspective and for human constructs, it's very much necessary. But hopefully this different perspective helps not to be in a state of constant waiting as much as it is of receptivity and presence and gratitude and understanding again that the now is all we have. That the now is teaching us exactly what it needs to teach us for the next now. I hope this is helpful. Have an amazing week. Set those intentions. courageously move towards your dreams. Take it one day at a time and understand that you are not living this moment by accident, that it is all intentional, it is all on purpose. So enjoy every single step of the way, because every single step of the way has something to teach you. Much love.